Mobile plans, iPads, tablets, complete business solutions. Telstra Store Malvern is your point of difference. Call 1300 959 439 or click on the link on Jock's website to cash in. Telstra Store Malvern. Tell them Jock sent you.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. We're here in Flap and Tap Studio as round one comes to an end. I'm here as always with the Sultan of the Spreadsheet, Peter Higginbotham. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you, Jock.
Looking well, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
Yeah.
Calm has descended now that teams are finalised, Jock. A frantic, stressful round one, Jock.
It's always stressful, isn't it, Sean?
Extremely.
Before we go on it, if you're stressed about your telecommunications situations, the mob at Telstra Store Malvern, great supporters of the community, they will fix you right up. They're a cracking mob, aren't they?
Agreed, Jock. New phone plans, iPads, tablets, and of most significance, business phone systems.
Yeah.
Signing up via Telstra Malvern, via the website, will ensure you not only get the cutting edge advertising tracking feature, but also a plug on this podcast.
Absolutely, and the service is second to none. They'll take you through it step by step, get you the best. They look after members of the community, so get in touch with the Telstra Store Malvern. Creating one, how are you today, mate?
I have burn mark all over me.
Boy, you had skin hanging off you, your charcoal. What's going on, mate?
I say you're this after. More important thing, talk now.
A bit of bloody Mercura crime on some of those burns, son.
Ah, welcome.
There's some big scores going around the community, which is good to see, but we've also got our fair share of question marks. I suggest we just go straight and get a question from one of the community. It was really pertinent.
Yeah, g'day, Jock. It's Benno here. Listen, Jock, I'm one of those who got caught up in the mid-priced hype, and I feel trapped with Suckling and Daisy on the field. Is it too premature to make drastic corrective changes on the back of one single round? I'm thinking maybe a downgrade to a midfield rookie and upgrading Suckling to a David Swallow type. Your thoughts?
Excellent question.
Wonderful
Ben.
Question.
Excellent question.
Benno. Thank you very much, son.
I'd like to reframe this question in song, if I may, Jock.
Of course you can, sir.
Crouching, grab that pan pipes, please. Daisy, Daisy, what are we all to do? Is it crazy to trade you before round two? Your ankle kicked like a cabbage, suspect some long-term damage. If I trade you out, relieve my doubt and cash in on a gun rookie.
Boy, I don't reckon I'm going too far, boy, Shane. I believe you got the voice of your generation, Shane.
Thank you, Jock.
Bloody majestic.
First Daisy, Jock,
yeah.
What are we to do?
First of all, we've got to be calm. I still reckon you stick to your guns this week. A lot of people saying they're going to flick the trade on him this week. I'd still like to see the kid for one more week. See how he runs out the next game. He did look underdone. How do you think he played the game out?
I do not have Daisy. Still watched him closely.
Yeah.
Did not look fit, Jock.
No, he didn't.
Not look fit. 50% disposal efficiency.
Yeah.
64. Now, another low score effectively makes him a vast mistake in your team.
Just play Tiger round two.
Yeah, well, it'll be a very good test.
He get found out on MCG, Mr. Jock.
That ankle's like a cabbage. I agree with you, Daisy.
Yeah. I not even think trade Daisy. You're crazy, trade Daisy after one bloody round.
Give him another look, community.
Yes.
Calm.
You say...
In through the nose.
You already...
Through the mirror.
Lovely, Mr. Jock.
Bloody calm.
You smell...
Blood pressure. It's all about your blood pressure. You know, you make haste of division. What, you know, your blood's going bang really fast. You make rash decisions. You calm yourself down with breathing. Deploy breathing techniques. In through the nose.
Other smart thing you say last year, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, mate.
You tried Daisy... Yeah. You lock in your bloody mistake.
Exactly right, son.
If Daisy still come out, get maybe 80, 90, round two, you still on winner.
Yeah, no.
Welcome.
I completely agree. Well, let's have a look at the other scenario. Let's say we get to next week, gentlemen. and we do need to get rid of Daisy Thomas. What are the options on the table for us?
Many options, Jock. Matt Thomas from Richmond, Jock. Yeah. Looks to be a firm midfield option. He scored 121. Yeah. You would make approximately 100,000 going down to Matt Thomas. Other options?
Probably a bloke you want to see another week out of.
Yes, Jock.
Which will fit. You know, we'll see Daisy for another week, see Matty Thomas for another week to make a call.
Treloar, Jock.
Yeah, looks solid. Look, you'll need to find a little bit of cash if you want to go from Daisy up to Treloar, but there are some other options. If you're going to be doing two trades, with what we've got on the table in terms of value, I can see us freeing up cash on other lines to bring into an upgrade to someone like an Adam Treloar. What about Dom Tyson? Not everyone has gone in with Dom Tyson. He looked very solid against St Kilda the other day.
If you not have Dom Tyson, you get him in.
I didn't select him.
Ah.
I do want to see one more round out.
So you have Daisy and no Tyson. This is no bloody blinder. You try Daisy, kick his ass.
You just revealed that I bloody went in with Daisy Thomas.
Ah,
yeah, I did bloody go Daisy at Daisy the last Thomas. Minute against all me bloody advice.
You in the interweb, you'll not have him.
I know, I bloody got him at the last minute. Guess. It was all structural. It was structural. You know? Sometimes you have to make some structural
maybe
moves.
You have Sean Higgin too, Mr. Jock.
Don't start me on Sean bloody Higgins. I have not got him. I have not got Sean bloody Higgins, that's for sure. But look, what about Shields? Liam Shields, of course, has been a tagger for the Hawthorn Football Club. Scored 108. Looks to have been released from that tagging role, although I'd like to see again another week. I'm not sure if Langford will take
Jock,
the tag role either.
Daisy to Shields is known in the business as a sideways trade, both priced similarly, which means a direct waste of a trade. Now, all trading for the experienced enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Must be with the firm, fixed endpoint in mind of one extra premium in your team.
Yeah.
I can justify trading Daisy down to buy cash to get me that next premium.
Yes.
I find it hard to justify a sideways trade. You could be trading into another mistake, Jock.
Well, that's true. Unless you see 2 weeks of solid output where someone's role is confirmed. If I see another week of Liam Shields not tagging, just playing the midfield role, I would be happy to go to Liam Shields away played on the weekend.
Ah, so you're not trade Suckling Pig?
What do you think about Matty Suckling? I didn't mind his game.
Yes, Jock. Yeah. I thought he was playing that potent halfback kicking role.
Yeah.
Not a lot of disposals, 18.
Just 18.
89% disposal efficiency, 14 kicks.
Yeah.
I would be quite happy to keep Suckling.
There's a little bit of uncertainty. Birchall sort of played that big stopping defender role. It'll be a few weeks before we see Lake and Schoenmakers come back, so we've got a little bit. There's a question mark there. How will Schoenmakers' role be affected by Jay's boys coming in around 3 or 4?
Suckling's job security is extremely high, Jock.
The pig.
Back to trading Daisy down to a potential rookie.
Yes.
I think we have another excellent question on the Speakpipe, Jock.
Yes, let's go to it.
Evening, boys. Got a list of players. Must have, I believe. Dunstan, Langdon, Tyson, Langford and Aish. But I guess the small problem is they're all midfielders and defenders. Looking for advice on who I should look for. Cheap price in the forward line. Really torn with the idea of Higgins playing the burn man, Higgins. Anyone else?
Excellent question and vitally important leading up to round three, Jock.
Yeah.
Your team must have the gun rookies and be set by round three. One not mentioned, Polak, Jock. 107, 5 clearances, 6 inside 50s, playing a big role through the midfield. He is definitely one to have.
Have to agree with you. Look, very good indeed. Getting to his point about the forwards, forward rookies did give us quite a lot of trouble this week. We had Jay Kennedy Harris starting sub, got on relatively early but didn't give us very much at all. We also had Louis Taylor starting sub, even Jack Merritt. A lot of these blokes started as sub and we've got a couple of headaches with our rookies up forward. Who would you see on the radar as some options?
I see one left field pick, Mr. Jock.
Hmm.
Tom Curran for your Santa.
Oh, he's a good boy.
He a defender forward swingman.
Yeah, what's
he? Only 123.
Well, he's a hell of a good boy.
He do tagging role on Benny Vince. He good. He's good. 75 points. And 52% disposal, so he can go even higher.
Yeah, he's got a bit of class about him as well.
Yeah, very.
So he's defender and forward.
Yes, Mr. Jock. Yeah, right. Very interesting.
Yeah, no, he's a good boy. The other one I think we should have a look at is Patrick Ambrose from Essendon, who, yeah, he didn't get a whole lot of the ball.
You know. Bargain basement price at 102,400, Jock.
That's right, that's right.
Forward rookie.
He's mature, scored, he's got a bit of hair down there, Crouch.
Yeah, scored a 45.
The one thing I saw, which will do his job security a world of good, is that back into the pack, he got cleaned up, just the sort of thing Bomber Thompson would put a big bloody tick next to his name for.
Ah, yes, I see Zach Merritt too. He gets sub, not that good, but Martin Gleeson, he gets sub off for Zach Merritt. He know how to play football.
Yeah, looked lively enough.
123,900,
yeah.
But too risk, too risk.
Yeah, a bit of risk, the job security, ticky touch. Still, 2 or 3 weeks before we should see Melksham and Winderlich come back into the side, which should start to put some pressure on some of those.
Excellent
boys.
Point, Jock.
I
so
think Gleeson would be the first to get knocked off with maybe, you know, possibly. Zach Merritt as well.
So for the listeners, Jock, which rookies must you trade in if you do not have?
Unless you've got a hell of a lot of clean-up to do, I don't want you to do much at all this week. I want you to have another look at Jay Kennedy Harris. I want you to have another look at Louis Taylor, Zach Merritt and these boys. But just keep your eye on someone like Patrick Ambrose.
Can you please outline the importance of not trading across round one?
The critical thing here is we've got another week to look at these kids, of course, before any sort of price changes come about. We have teams playing different teams. It could be different structures. We could see these rookies next week in a very different light, in very different roles, and they could reveal a lot. Some others might, you know, maybe we might see Dunstan come out next week and look so good. You must have a look. You don't want to trade from a problem to another bloody problem. The worst thing you can do at this stage. Let's just try and hold our trades and be calm.
You're bloody smart man, Mr. Jock.
In through the nose, out through the bloody mouth.
Ah, but, you know, a crouching one trade us off.
This week?
Yes.
Well, you scored bloody 2,400 on.
Crouching one, yeah? Trade us off.
Well, what are you going to do?
I want to win bloody fishing boat with Pinky Snapper.
With Pinky bloody
only snapper. Way you win this bloody game.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. Trade us off.
Well, have a look at the teams that won, though. They didn't trade after round one last week.
Oh, I think you're wrong, Mr. Joe.
Well, I know, definitely 2012 winner, Power to the People, didn't trade until before round three.
2013, trade us off. 2011, trade us off.
Yeah, well, it depends.
I go bang, bang. Well, bang, 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 bang.
What would make you trade us off right now with what we've seen on the weekend? Give me an example of your team and who you're going to trade your ass off.
I trade Jimmy Webster ass off.
G'day, Crouching, Higo and Jock. I went into the season with Jim Webster and he got injured last night, obviously, and I was really disappointed because I was confident he was going to pump out an 80 and he was doing really well. And, you know, what should I do with him if his injury is going to cost him a few weeks on the sidelines? You know, he's 240K and it's a bit of cash that I can use. Thank you.
Ah, this good. Yeah. If Webster name injured, he have sore groin. You fly kick his ass. You tried his ass. Who you tried to, Mr. Jock?
For it, let's just say, he looked good while he was on there. Only second to Tommy Langdon in terms of how many times a player cleared the ball out of defensive half.
Significant.
Was Jimmy Webster. So I was shattered to see him go and wasn't too happy
about it. Will you be holding if he is not named in round two, Jock?
I think if there's an injury here, this is the one instance where you can clean up after round one, particularly if you haven't got one of Langdon, if you haven't got Langford, Lukey McDonald. I think there's somewhere you can go Webster.
Giorgio,
yes,
Mr. Jock.
Alexis looks solid enough as well. The other thing we have to think about is Cade Kolodashny. Now, the word is he accumulated about 98 possessions in the NEFL.
Should come in for Gold Coast. Is this bloody record, Mr.
Well, no, well, you probably have to go back at this sort of level to when I lined up for Bomber Sharks on a half-back flank one day against Mental Isaac.
Oh, yes, I was there.
Well, that was a bloody long time ago. Things were different.
The game was not Supercoach back then. In fact, it was Dandy Coach.
Yes, Dandy Coach.
Sponsored by Dandy Slacks on Spencer Street, I do believe.
Geez, it was a different game. Thinking about our great fantasy football, God, it's coming leaps and bounds.
You say me way this different. You say no, I do not plenty. Remember
well,
this.
Well, for one, all these guns and rookies, Cape. There's no such thing as bloody guns and rookies. We used to have our... The rookies, Peter, they were the penny bangers.
Yes,
weren't
and
they?
Yes, yeah. The guns were known as the expensives.
The expensive. None of this premium rookie caper. Very different game.
And way back then, Jock, we knew the only strategy was penny baggers and expensives.
That's right.
Much like this year.
Not
so
much has changed.
The troubles we have been discussing have
free
all
trades for the
been...
Three trades, and we thought we were bloody spoilt. We were spoilt having three trades, weren't we?
Yes, John.
You know, none of this bloody two trades a week. God, yeah. You would have fallen off your chair back then if you knew you had two bloody trades a week. Different game.
And yes,
John. Very different game.
The trouble we are discussing tonight is because people have gone with mid-priced options.
Yeah, that's right.
And over the eons...
There's no such thing back then. No such thing. So here we have, we have Jimmy Webster. Do you agree with me, though? You can go from Jimmy Webster maybe down to a rookie you've missed.
A trade-off.
Use that cash somewhere else to maybe, you know, to upgrade someone up forward that sputtered it up for you.
I think because he costs little bit more, 260 something, you can trade down to a rookie to trade up somebody else to primo. I trade us off. Not round one. I trade Webster round one.
Yeah.
I see 10 white.
White like a coiled spring.
No. Yeah. Like a crazed bloody animal in jungle of Payanma.
Right.
Player look like he on bubble after round two.
Yeah.
Hwah!
Wooshka.
Crouching one. Fly kick him in my team.
Absolutely.
This way, you cannot lose.
Yeah.
You get cash for the trade. If you bloody jump too early, you maybe miss.
Welcome. Jock, we have Wayno on the line, mate.
Wayno, here are you, Sam?
Footy's back.
Isn't it great, Sam?
Bloody awesome, isn't it? Footy's back. It gives me the bloody crap sometimes, the split rounds and all that rubbish, but... At least footage back. Whoa.
Ah, Wayno, you say me, Wayno Warpig bloody dominate. You get big score.
I got a bloody ripper score, fellas. All my plays have played now, and I've got 2,379, fellas.
Proud of you, son. God, I'm proud of you, son. That's fantastic. Brendan Goddard in the guts as well. I know you were advocating for him a couple of weeks back. Wasn't he great?
Genius.
Wasn't he great the other night?
Yeah, it was bloody top. Look, I didn't ring last week, fellas. Like, I didn't ring last week because it was all sort of getting to me. I just had to get away from football and everything like that, and I just had to go away for the weekend. That's why I didn't ring last weekend.
Excellent, Wayno. Time for your hot tip, mate.
Fellas, rock the song.
Lil Diddy about Wayno's grand plan. A little advice to help you do the best you can.
Alright, fellas, hot tip. You ready for it?
We're ready, Shan.
Jack Grimes, fellas. Good. In my back line, I think everyone should be getting on Jack Grimes because he played last night and he came out unscathed. So that means finally, he's got to be alright to play some football. What do you fellas reckon?
Wayno, those without Grimes, I feel you'd be leading them astray, requesting that they trade him in.
It's only round one.
Yes, Jock.
Wayno does bring up a point, though. Is it time for again to change some paradigms? Yeah. Do we have to look at Jack Grimes in terms of injury risk with a different paradigm? Yeah. Is he any longer that frail kid we saw whose bloody shoulder would go 90 degrees any other bloody day? Do we have to change the paradigm?
Jock, I went with Jack Watts over Grimes, and I am happy I did.
Well, that's irresponsible, Pete. That's irresponsible game with Jack Watts. I know the kid looked bloody
good. You've been smoking some Ronnie stuff, I reckon.
Grimes was good.
Irresponsible.
Watts was better. And he is a cheaper priced player. And most pleasing was that Paul Roos decided to keep him on that wing running through the midfield rather than playing him out of position up forward. Very happy and safe tip going with Watts.
You know what they were doing this morning? They were crying into their bloody Weet-Bix after the might of the St Kilda Football Club gave them one hell of a beating.
Oh, you're happy, man, Mr. Jock.
You're
happy,
man. I was bloody proud to be there.
Saints look bloody tops, didn't they, fellas? Even that bloody Eli Pipplestone. He was a bloody ripper.
Oh, Eli Bongington. He needs a bloody haircut.
He needs a bloody haircut.
Excellent, Wayno. Excellent.
Good on your way.
Look, it depends if you need one of those corrective sort of things in your back line.
Corrective train.
I mean, there's not many players who are stuffed up in the back line, but no. I'm not saying put Jack Grimes in right now, but just have a good hard gander at him around round three or whatever, fellas, see how it goes. That's why I'm bloody saying have him on the bloody radar.
Good on you, Wayne. Welcome to the elitehood of Supercoach as well. You'll be right up there in the rankings this week, Shan.
I will, fellas, because like Dad said this year, you got to take it serious. Don't pick guys just because they've got tattoos and stuff. So
yeah.
I really went out of my way to pick guys that...
A paradigm. He changed the paradigm.
No one cares if they've got tattoos or whatever.
Yes, you have come of age, Wayno, a superior mind following in the footsteps of your uncle.
I'll speak to you during the week, Shan. Thank you very much, as always.
See you, mate.
My way, no.
I'd like to start a conversation re Tom Rockliffe.
Hello, Jock, Higo and Crouching. I was watching the Hawthorn-Brisbane game the other day and was sad to see that Tom Rockliffe was tagging Sam Mitchell, and that meant his score wasn't as great as I was once hoping. Pretty keen to hold on to him. Just your thoughts. Do you think that we can continue to see that during the year, or do you think that was a bit of a once-off role to face Mitchell? Cheers, guys.
Jock, is it a concern at this stage?
It is. If I had him, I'd be slightly concerned, but I'd have some hope that that's not going to be the role he plays for the whole season.
Agree.
Mitchell is a certain sort of player, not too quick, maybe the sort of player that Lepich thought, well, look, if Rocky runs with Sammy Mitchell, has the ability to run off him the other way, could be a good matchup. It could just be a matchup thing. Like next week, who do we have? Next week, they've got Geelong Brisbane Lions. I can't see Rockliffe doing the same thing to a Joel Selwood. So, again, if I've got Rockliffe, I'm not going to panic. I'm certainly not going to trade him this week. What about you boys?
You relax. You smoke a smoke funny cigarette.
Yeah, just
relax.
Just real chill.
Rockliffe.
Real chill out. Yeah.
Rockliffe bloody gun.
Just chill to the max.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Rockliffe bloody gun.
He's a good...
You're not worried this bloody...
Still scored 95,
yes,
mind you.
Yeah, bloody gun.
Not a kick in the ass.
And you're not worried bloody Mitchell either. These two lock.
Yeah.
You're not even think trade this. This crazy talk.
And as a coach, you think about who do you want to take out of the game. Is Mitchell a damaging player? You wouldn't really want to tag him that much. You just, that's what makes me believe he just wanted someone to run off Mitchell.
Yes, yes. I want you to talk bloody Franklin, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, look, we've got another question. Thanks, by the way, to David for that question about Rockliffe as well. Loving those questions coming in. They're magnificent. The community feeding us.
Agreed,
and us feeding
Jock,
the community.
Working as one, a communal, synchronised, exciting, electric brain, Jock.
Here's a question from Jenko.
G'day, Jock, Crouching here. I just want to get your take on whether I should trade out Buddy for Zorko, because I know a lot of people are considering Zorko after the performance he had on Saturday, but I'm not sure if I should stick by Buddy or not, because his scores are always up and down, and he had a very poor score this round, and Zorko looks like a good kill this year.
Excellent question, Jengo. Zorko looked fantastic.
He looked very well.
Lively. Had a bit of a run with roll with Shields, was a little bit unaccountable, but 121 points, 28 disposals, 71% disposal efficiency. Thoughts, Jock?
Is Zorko the magnificent back that he's going to have a premium output year?
Slipper, Sammy, he back. Time for my segment.
Welcome. Crouching one, come for slipper, wisdom.
Okay, welcome. Last week, I sleeping, middle night, slipper, Sammy. Crouching one. Time get up now. What you say me this for? In middle of bloody night. Crouching one, get up now.
Crouching one. Hang on. A bit of skin just fell off your cheek, mate. Here you go.
Welcome.
Right.
You have that. So I get up very angry, put slipper on foot, walk outside. And then I see it, Mr. Jock.
What was it, mate?
There was fire at the orphanage. Crouching one. Spring over the fence like springing. Fly kick.
Good on you, Shan.
Fly kick straight through window. Grabbing children. Helping children.
Yeah.
Fly kick burn with my hand. Put out flame with my hand.
Good on you, Shan.
Fly kick flame out. Save more children.
You put it out with your fly kick?
Yes, welcome.
Bloody hell, Crouch.
But then I look down. Slipper, all burn. Slipper, on fire.
Oh, hell.
I go straight to hospital.
Yeah.
Slipper, you say me something. Slipper, not die, please. Slipper, say me.
Crouching one. Remember little boy at orphanage.
Oh, what little boy? What little boy? You say me.
Little boy say, oh, Burnman saved my life.
You are the burn man. This year, burn man save your life too, Crouching One. Oh, you hear this, Mr. Jock?
What? I'm disturbed by bloody where this is going. If you're talking about who I bloody think the slipper can go get stuffed if it's talking about who I bloody think it's talking about.
Crouching one put Higgin in team.
Oh, bloody hell.
Welcome.
You put Higgins in your team.
Crouching one think, after this very special moment, changed my life. Crouching one look at score. Bloody Swallow used to be Burnman, he 135. Watts, Burnman, he ho, big score. Grime, McMurphy, Birchall, Zocco, the magnificent.
All we're not these, talking about all these. This is the king of the bloody burn, man. Sean bloody Higgins. Did he make your team in round bloody one?
What on my team, Mr. Higgin?
Oh, hell, Higo, you gone in with him.
Yes,
Joe. Am I the only bastard with a bit of common bloody sense? Even the bloody slipper's fallen off the face of the earth, has he? Well, look, we should say that we are over in Perth at the moment to watch the Footscray West Coast game. Of course, I've been over here to help with the search for the missing aeroplane, paddling on my surf ski. It's been a long, arduous task, but we are starting to come across some fragments. And I'm hopeful. Look, I don't want to officially say anything, but I'm hopeful we'll come across some fragments of the lost aircraft this week. But look, getting back to me point.
Hey, Higgins, man, we're for the people, thank Jock.
You. No, just do me best for the community.
Jock, score update on Higgins, please.
We're just getting into the second quarter. Higgins came out pretty well, but got to say that he's done stuff all for the last 20 minutes. Get bloody used to it. Playing loose in defence, not accountable. He's about to get found out. Rubbish.
Oh, Dingcott play well.
Yeah, he's looking good as well, isn't he?
He's up and down.
Xavier Ellis, pull your finger out. Xavier Ellis has done stuff all. I'm worried about him. I've got him in my guts.
Oh, you'll pick him.
Yeah, I ended up going in with him. I might have to go from him across to Dom Tyson. Luke Shuey's getting tagged as well. That's a worry. Lukey Dalhouse is looking good. I'm very happy with that.
Very interesting
he's
pick,
a real
Jock.
Point of difference. But look, getting back to the great question by Genco, Dane Zorko, I want to have a look at him for another week, you know.
Agreed.
He won't be able to run just free willy-nilly against Geelong next week.
The message is clear and simple.
Yeah.
No sideways trades.
Yeah.
Trust your premiums.
Yeah.
At this early stage, we are only ensuring we have good rookie cover.
Completely agree.
Unless injury strikes and Webster, the jury is still out on Webster, unless injury strikes, do not touch your primos. Now back to Buddy Franklin, Jock.
Yes.
Of course, we give Buddy one more week.
Mm.
We see how he goes.
Bit more concerned with the news that there's unrest about his contractual obligations.
Yes. My call last week, I think, was brilliant.
Oh, it's pertinent.
Jack Watts is in my defence as a clear Buddy backup.
Yeah.
If Buddy puts in another stinker,
I
do not want to risk his price drop. I shall be hitting the trade on Franklin, pulling Watts into my forward line and trading Buddy Franklin for David Swallow.
The David Swallow. Have we ever mentioned David Swallow? Yeah, he was significant. 135 Supercoach points the other. Pierce Hanley was a bit worrying for me. He's one I'll have my eye on this week.
Jock.
I could be going, you know, there's a potential corrective as well. Someone like a Pierce Hanley or one of your more expensives down to a David Swallow now that he's emerged like a phoenix out of the bloody ashes.
Jock, I have my eye on a few players that will hopefully drop. I do not have them.
Yeah.
They could be cheap trade-ins. And I am talking Daniel Wells scored a 41. Mitchell, of course, we have. But if you didn't, an 82, his price should drop.
Yeah.
Piers Hanley, a 72. Drew Petrie, a 20. That will make a primo forwards price plummet. Travis Boak, 58, Jock.
Yeah.
And Cloak of Invisibility, 35. These are players that we can look to pinch very cheaply over the coming weeks.
You know, that could coincide too. When we're starting to cash in our rookies,
we're
starting to, you know, roll some players for our trade scenarios, they could be very good options come that time as well. A lot of this will be about trying to free up some cash when we're doing our corrective trades. I just want to talk about Sam Jacobs' game as well while we're here. 113, 460K. We saw Goldmember, his shoulder, they're saying, they've come out and say the shoulder of Goldmember is okay. Did you see him? Didn't look bloody okay to me. Flopping around like it was made of rubber.
A rotator cuff, Jock.
Prosthesis.
And his dominant arm, this is significant.
It is.
Hold, but wait very carefully. Those that went in with Curry on the bench could be rewarded handsomely as Curry being the number one ruck.
Yeah.
The rucks are fickle, Jock.
Oh, yeah.
You handed Jacobs on a plate to the community.
Yeah.
I went in with Leuenberger, and Trent West took a lot of ruck time off Leuenberger.
Yeah.
I will hold.
You got to have a look, don't you?
Yes, I will hold.
Other worrying, we're having a look at Skinfluke Minson as well. He's struggling out there tonight. We're coming towards half time and can't really, you know, he's just sort of labouring along. So people who have gone in with Gold Member or Will Minson, you've got to look out for these Sam Jacobs. It's a great opportunity to potentially free up some cash.
I go in with bloody Ryder.
Oh, yes.
He get 96, but he bloody ball watch.
Mm.
And even with one arm, Goldstein beat him. I bit worry about my ruck. But, yeah. Oh, Sean bloody Hampson.
No, come on,
107
Sean.
Bloody point. Number one ruck for Tiger.
Yeah.
And then the Hickey, your centre boy.
Looks strong.
Interesting. Yeah. Cheap. Bloody cheap.
Had shocking opposition, though. Looked very good, but Melbourne's ruck division depleted. Not sure about Hickey. Just could have thought about Goldstein. It looked like it could be some nerve damage. What an opportunity to deploy on yourself a welcome stranger of an evening. Wouldn't it be a fantastic opportunity?
I'm not sure what you mean there, Jock.
Oh, let's move on with things then.
I know what he means.
Hey, you know the old welcome stranger?
Give little rubs fans sound like someone else.
You know I'm talking about crazy. Hey, good on you, Sean.
Mumford could be that welcome stranger, Jock. Yeah. 132 dominated against Pike. I see him having quite a consistently high output.
Righto, let's have a quick look over at the game here. And look, Sean Higgins went off, looked like he might have had concussion, bleeding all over the place. Surprised he got on after half time, but that's what you got to expect. By the time you listen to this podcast, one of his arms has probably fallen off and he's probably burnt us all. But look, Sean Higgins up to three-quarter time, looked like he had about 50-odd Supercoach points. Surprised he got that far, you boys. Will Minson struggling, you know, the big skin flute struggling also, so potential option down the track, maybe for a downgrade to Sam Jacobs for all of us here. Xavier Ellis looks like he might reach 60, 70-odd, which I'll take. Take off him in the guts. Down on their output, I can see Tommy Liberatore. Looks like he's coming home in the last quarter. But, yeah, couple of concerns. Luke Shuey's come off subbed. It's a bloody tragedy for Luke Shuey holders. Jackson McRae, if you got Jackson McRae, I think you'll be very happy. Looks like he's another one of those mid-price midfield options that some might have a look at. Peter Higginbotham, you have been majestic as always, Sam. Thanks for joining us as always.
Agreed.
Crouching One, go and look after those burns. Get a bit of Mercura Chrome on them, son.
Ah, welcome.
You've been wonderful regardless.
Ah, yes, welcome.
Community, have yourself a great week. Please be calm. I'm Jock Reynolds.